I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Junks. I'm clearly living an imperfect day because I'm at work, and work is not listed on my perfect day, EB.
Right.
But this is what we have to do.
Right.
You sacrifice. Gotta, you got to pay the bills to put food on your family, like George Bush used to say way back in the day. All right, let's head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say good morning to Sam Bruckhaus, senior NFL analyst and data scientist for Sumer Sports.
Nice.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning. We're getting closer and closer to the draft. Yes. That means the intrigue is heating up. And man, I'm excited. This is one of the more, you know, intriguing question mark drafts that I can remember of late.
Yeah, right. People can go to at Sumer Sports on Twitter, and the NFL draft guide is live. We highly recommend that you do that. So I wanted to get your take on the Commanders from like an out-of-market perspective. First of all, it's a little weird that the Commanders are picking so late because we're used to them picking early in NFL drafts. We're not really used to them picking 29th. So what do you think they should be targeting there, and what do you think of the big headliner splashy moves by Adam Peters during the offseason, notably bringing in Debo Samuel from the Niners and Laremy Tunsil to help upgrade the offensive line here in D.C.?
Yeah, I think for Commanders fans, this might be the first time in a while that you trust from ownership all the way down to the head coach to make the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at where they sit, and you look at where what Adam Peters did in the offseason, and it's clear to me that they just did not love the prospects in this draft. And they thought that there was more value in trading draft picks and trying to acquire players that could be impact players immediately, that could help Jaden Daniels play well on his rookie contract, rather than try to target some of these players, which, you know, it's a deep draft. You can get into the third and fourth rounds and still get good players. But at the top of the draft, there's a lot of question marks after about pick five. And so I think in the first round, if they don't end up trading back or doing something of that note, I think cornerback has to be the position. There's a cluster of cornerbacks that should be available around the end of the first round, maybe into the second round. Headline kind of by Savon Ravel from ECU, but they're all these athletic guys, high potential, but pretty much all of them have a question mark, typically due to injury, especially a guy like Benjamin Morrison from Notre Dame. That's another cornerback. I think that's the direction they'll probably want to go in the earlier rounds, but I wouldn't be shocked if they continue on the trading war path and end up trading back a couple times, maybe trying to get more value for future years while kind of trading back if they think it's the same value or type of player that will be available.
All right, let's get your opinion on some of these top prospects. What do you see Travis Hunter more as, a wide receiver or a corner?
I think the consensus is that he can provide more value at the cornerback position. I think that the way the wide receiver position generally works, just kind of swapping guys in and out, we see wide receivers come off the field a lot more than we did maybe 10, 15 years ago. And so the consensus is that you put them in at cornerback, particularly because some of those teams at the top of the draft badly, badly need cornerback help. And then you swap them in as almost a gadget player or a third down guy or in certain packages on the wide receiver side of the ball. I, for one, think you let him do what he's done best in his career, which is just do both. Mm. Now, obviously, you're going to have to probably decrease the snap count from what it was in Colorado, but that's what makes this guy a generational player and perhaps probably the only true generational player in this draft. Consensus is that he's maybe one of two blue chip-esque certified first round guys alongside Abdul Carter. But to be honest, I think that you just play him at both and you bring him in and you let the coaches get a hold of him, NFL-style coaching, which he kind of already had at Colorado, and you just let him continue to be himself. I don't think you want to put a player like Travis Hunter in a square hole if he's a round peg, per se.
Yeah. There are so many, Sam, there's so many teams that are kind of desperate for quarterbacks, and Cleveland is certainly one of them. But everything you're hearing is that, you know, Shador, that's just a little too high at two for Shador to go to. First of all, give us your thoughts on Shador. And then, you know, when you look at the lineup, when you look at Cleveland at two, when you look at certainly the Giants at three, although they went out and signed some veteran quarterbacks, but they certainly need one for the future. When you look at, you know, the Saints at nine, you know, the Steelers at 21. Talk to me about Shador. Do you like him? Are you just on Shador? And what team do you think fits perfectly in the first round?
So I'm going to get a little nerdy data scientist.
Good. That's what I want. Yeah.
when you're looking at these quarterbacks, there's a lot of research out there about what they call the quarterback prediction problem. And that problem is that at the top of the draft, often we see that the second draft quarterback who is drafted highly ends up being better than the first. This has happened in the last 2 years. C.J. Stroud, rookie of the year over Bryce Young. Jaden Daniels sitting there in Washington, rookie of the year over Caleb Williams. And basically the idea that we kind of know who the elite level quarterbacks are, but we can never put them in the correct order has been a problem throughout the NFL's history. And so when you're looking at Cam Ward, you're looking at Shador Sanders, there is kind of a gap in the consensus view, the consensus big board, but it seems certified that one of them is quarterback one and quarterback two. You look at Cam Ward, he's certainly a traits prospect. He's a guy who you think you can build into a Josh Allen type player, or I've heard a lot of Steve McNair comparisons as well. Shador Sanders is more of your typical dropback passer, but he has been immensely accurate. We have these beautiful completion percentage over expected maps, which basically means at what rate are you nailing guys based on every other throw that all other quarterbacks have made. And there's a lot of blue and a lot of green on there. He's extremely accurate. So I think it's more of kind of a taste profile. But you bring up the Browns. I was a real radical earlier on in the draft process that the Browns were going to go quarterback, or perhaps the Giants may trade up and go quarterback, which latest news, apparently they're evaluating him out there in Colorado very, very late in the game. What I figured out, though, after thinking about it, reviewing some research, is that the Browns are an immensely analytical organization. They're led by Paul DePodesta, who is kind of the character from Moneyball, Jonah Hill's character from Moneyball. That's the same guy. And I think they're not betting that they know which quarterback is better or if Jackson Dart could be better. I think they're betting that they can trade back or just wait and draft Travis Hunter, and those quarterbacks will still be available. So I think what the Browns are doing is not really trying to evaluate these players. They're trying to run models and make bets that regardless of their evaluation of these players, that they may be available at 33 and they may be able to snag a Shador Sanders at the end of the first round trading back in or at the beginning of the second round with their pick. So it's a very interesting kind of game of roulette here that they're playing where – you know, do the Steelers want to draft a quarterback? Do the Saints want to draft a quarterback? There's a lot of uncertainty, but I think they're making a bet, basically, if they end up going with Travis Hunter at 2, that they'll end up still getting a quarterback at 33.
We're joined by Sam Bruckhaus, senior NFL analyst, data scientist for Sumer Sports. Is Jalen Milroe, the Alabama quarterback, is he making a mistake by being in the green room for the first round? Is there any way he sneaks into the late first round? Or do you see him as more as a second or third round quarterback prospect?
So I was really fascinated by that, especially because Jackson Dart is also going to the draft, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he is.
And I just want to know what they know that we don't. Which is very interesting. You know, we're at the part of the draft process now where there's excellent insiders who have really detailed information that are reporting on these kind of things. And it doesn't seem as if Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart will be taken in the first round. And some mock drafts have guys like Tyler Shuck going above them. And so I want to understand what I'm missing here. I'd be pretty shocked if there's three or four quarterbacks drafted in the first round, especially given the postseason evaluation of these guys. I don't know what's so radically changed in the last 2 weeks. To answer your question on Milroe, I think if you're adding this guy, it's a true potential play, and or you want to raise your floor utilizing his rushing ability. He's the best rushing quarterback in this draft, and it's not particularly close. You just want to think, can I get the throwing power, the throwing accuracy that I got versus teams like Georgia, or am I going to get the guy who really, really struggled against South Carolina? I think the highs and the lows of the passing from Jalen Miller are what will scare teams off, but the rushing has been consistent. It has been done at an extremely high level against teams like Georgia and LSU, and it's popped up. So I think he's more of a second or third round guy, but the Steelers are really the one that I have highlighted as a team that might like Jalen Milroe.
When you look at the receivers, Tet McMillan, stud, I mean, big guy, great hands. Luther Burden, really, you know, smaller, but, you know, really good receiver. I really like Trey Harris from Ole Miss. He battled some injuries this past year, but he's a really good player. Ty Felton, locally here at University of Maryland. There's some really good ones, like Buka from Ohio State. Talk to me about the receivers that you really like. And then at number 8, I would think that Carolina would look at a receiver just to give Bryce Young another weapon.
So it's going to be interesting because I am not confident that any of these players will be a breakout wide receiver one like we saw from guys like Malik Nabers. However, I'm pretty confident that there's quite a few certified good wide receiver twos. And in today's league, you mentioned Carolina, you got to have 2 or 3 pass catchers. There's been a lot of research on this topic, particularly by Eric Eager, who's now at the Panthers, was formerly with us at Sumer Sports. And he identified what he calls the third receiver problem, which is sometimes when you don't have that third guy, your offense kind of tanks. And ironically, we saw that with the Super Bowl champions last year, the Philadelphia Eagles, where they didn't have a third guy. And when A.J. Brown, they barely had a second guy, and their passing offense struggled for most of the year. And it kind of held them back. And Saquon Barkley and that offensive line had to shoulder a big load for most of the year. Regarding the wide receivers in total, there's 3 pockets of guys. There's number 1, Tet McMillan, which is a one-man tier. Mm-hmm. Secondarily, you mentioned Luther Burden and Emeka Egbuka. And then there's this good pocket of guys kind of that will be available late second round, early third round. Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State. Jalen Noel out of Iowa State. Jalen Royals out of Utah State. And Trey Harris. I think that the curve is not super steep between those two groups. I think they're pretty similar players. They're just kind of different flavors of ice cream. And I'm wondering if teams won't wait until much later for the wide receivers to go, but I still have a lot of confidence that they'll go. Regarding Tet, I think Tet might be able to go as early as the Raiders. They just acquired Geno Smith.
Right.
I think the Panthers probably are going to rebuild their defense That has been said by Dave Canales. It seems as if they have a plan to rebuild that offensive line last year, get some young wide receivers. I think they still want to test those wide receivers. I think like a guy like Jalen Walker out of Georgia may be a good move for the Carolina Panthers.
Okay. So Jason mentioned Ty Felton from Maryland. What do you think about the Maryland receivers? You've got Felton and Caden Prather.
So I got a chance to watch some of them at the Shrine and Senior Bowl, and it's just really interesting when it comes to these wide receivers, how you kind of build your game. I think the game has kind of changed in the NFL now, where you want separators, but you want guys who can play in multiple different positions. And with the Maryland guys, I mean, they played together. There's a lot of interesting, you know, film out there on them. I just, again, wonder if these guys can go to the next level and be a certified wide receiver one. I think if people are evaluating them, it's to be that secondary guy who is complementary to a number one wide receiver and is able to make plays kind of off the back in reads 2-3 and maybe even be a guy kind of like a Travis Kelce or some of these other great improvisational guys later on in the play. So I think that's probably the projection. He's probably going to be a Z at the next level for Ty Felton.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, when did you graduate from Tulane?
I graduated from Tulane in 2021.
Okay, so NIL was just kind of just starting up. And you played 4 years at Tulane, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Can you just imagine if you were playing now, you know, how many schools do you think you'd play for? Would you be looking for the money like some of these guys are? I mean, it's crazy, especially in college basketball, where guys can go to, you know, four different schools in 4 years. But, you know, the portal is nuts in college football, too. Are you kind of disgusted with the way college sports has, in my opinion, downgraded because of the portal?
With regards to Tulane in particular, if you would have told me when I was a freshman, and I was coming into a program at that time, which was led by Willie Fritz, now the coach at Houston, and you could see the glimmer of a rebuild, but Tulane at the time was one of the worst programs in the history of the NCAA. If you would have told me in 2016, 2017, when I was getting recruited, that John Sumrall, so a young kind of normal pipeline coach who has a lot of potential and had a good year at Tulane, would be recruiting against Bill Belichick at North Carolina for a five-star quarterback due to NIL. I wouldn't have believed you. But I think when you're evaluating this situation, I think a lot of blame goes on the NCAA. The decisions they've made on what to fight and when to fight have not turned out correctly. They decided to not make their players employees, not collectively bargain, and prop up this NIL thing. And the courts have said over and over again, liberal and conservative, Supreme Court and district court, that a person is entitled to profit off of their name, image, and likeness. That seems like a pretty, you know, a down-the-middle American thing. And that genie is out of the bottle. They're never getting that back with all the clearinghouses and settlements. I'm really worried that none of that is going to make it through the courts. It seems as if they were confident in it, and the judge started asking all these questions where it really fell down. And the final item here is that college sports is not rational like professional sports is. You have kids going in to you know, get education, and that becomes the fan base, and that fan base becomes the boosters, and boosters are not rational. I'd do most anything to it within my power to get Tulane to a national championship just so I can see my buddies and head down to New Orleans. Like the idea that any of this is ever going to get fixed is pretty, you know, low probability to me. And I think there are things that are lost. I think that, you know, we're losing the particularly the things like we see in women's basketball, which is why that is been so great. The players like Paige Beckers, Caitlin Clark, who are there and have a story for 4 years. We're losing that pretty completely in football and in men's basketball. But on the flip side, it is fun to see these guys get paid, and it's fun when your team can get kind of better in 1 year and all of a sudden become a new team. We saw that with Syracuse last year, an excellent, fun team to watch. And so I think there's pros and cons, but I do think we're losing a little bit of the long-term storytelling ability that college football did better than any other sport.
Yeah. Sam, thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate it. Less than 10 days to the draft. I know you're pumped. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate y'all.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Sam Brockhouse, senior NFL analyst, data scientist for Sumer Sports. We'll do EB's entertainment page when we come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Come back. Time now for Eric Bickle's entertainment page. He is back from Kansas City, Mo.
I thought you were going to do a giveaway, JP. Did you want to do that?
No, we don't have a giveaway. We have our poll of the day.
Prize closet's empty now.
Okay. We have to do a read, but we'll do that next segment.
Oh, okay.
A little behind the scenes, a little radio insider for you.
All right, the entertainment page, of course, driven by radio BMW insider. Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager now. You can check out all of their selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. They'll treat you right. You will be happy you did it. All right. A lot of stuff going on. Did you guys, I don't know, you know, I missed 2 days, so I don't know what you guys have talked about. And did you talk about the guy, is it McDreamy that has the
we talked
the
about
ALS?
It. Terrible news.
Horrible. The Eric Dane.
Yeah.
Yep.
52. Just terrible. I mean, you see pictures of him from just a few years ago. It looks perfect. And now he's losing weight. You can see his hands are kind of, he's kind of like, you know, they look like they're stiff and, you know, kind of losing his strength there.
It's awful.
It's just an awful, awful story. So what was he? Was he McSteamy or McDreamy?
Dreamy.
He was McDreamy.
No, Steamy.
He was McSteamy.
McDreamy was the Patrick Dempsey character.
Right. I guess he said he works on that show Euphoria.
Yeah.
And I guess he says he's going to continue to work while he can. So that's good. Good to hear that, I guess. But just terrible news. You guys saw the, we talked about it last week. JP mocked me because I guess when they initially announced it, we talked about it. All the women that went up in the Blue Origin thing, right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it.
KDP?
I read somewhere it was like an 8-minute total flight.
Okay.
Now, there's no chance I would do it. Okay. I'm not launching on any rocket.
No.
And did you see how they came down?
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding?
Just, I mean, with a parachute and just.
Yeah. I mean,
down
they're in the little capsule.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just hope the parachutes work.
Yeah.
And by the way, the landing is supposed to land softly. They said, yeah, it's a soft land. Yeah.
Boom.
I mean, boom.
Yeah. But kind of rough.
Looked kind of rough to me.
He could have used EB's Ray Lewis jersey as the parachute.
Yeah. Could have used
the second Ray Lewis parachute joke of the day. It's a good day.
But one thing that I did find interesting, I mean, literally they're saying it's like an 8-minute trip.
Yeah.
And you're floating around there past the 62-mile mark or whatever, where you're a little weightlessness for just a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really like you're not really in space.
Yeah.
It's like just you're going like.
You're right on the edge.
Like a quadratic just formula, Matt.
Just you're enough to feel the weightlessness,
right. Yeah, but you're looking
which is cool.
You're looking down at Earth, and it's like you're never going to see a view like that ever.
Trust me, I saw all the Katy Perry zero-gravity jugs jokes.
Well, she also is getting a lot of hate, too, because, I mean, who knows, but some people were saying... She was like singing the whole way up.
She's singing We Are the World.
Tell her to zip it.
She was acting like the main character.
And then she was making a big to-do, like ringing the bell before she went up it. And then when she came down, she was like kissing the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, you were gone for 8 minutes.
I think Wendy's is like, send her back, please.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wendy's like official Twitter.
Why was Wendy's piling
on? They're just
I know.
I
think Wendy's retweeted, I kissed the ground and liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's hilarious. But yeah, so she was a little over the top for people, I guess, annoying.
Didn't
I don't know.
Bezos
man.
Stumble?
Who?
Yeah. Bezos, when he got off, kind of stumbled.
I read that. I didn't see it. So he went with them, Bezos?
No.
It was all women.
Was it all female flight?
Yeah. Bezos' fiance went.
Yes.
Sanchez. Yeah.
I saw the.
Is that who you're talking about?
I read an account that Jeff Bezos stumbled.
Yeah, when he greeted them.
Guys, Jeff Bezos was on the landing pad. He ran up to it and
fell. When he greeted them.
Yeah, yes. Fell into a hole.
Right.
And now I need to see. That's the first thing I need to see on Twitter.
I also saw all the jokes. Jeff Bezos spent $1 billion for 90 minutes away from his wife.
It's a good one.
But yeah, he face planted. He was there to greet his wife, and he face planted.
Oh,
well, when you said that, we just thought you assumed he was on it.
Hey, you know what?
Which he wasn't.
Good. He needs a little adversity in his life. If he takes a fall and a tumble and the whole world sees it, he needs some of that to balance out everything else that's going on in his life.
Do you guys know
he does eat it, too.
JP, do you know who Jeff Kobe is?
No.
They say he's a 31-year-old basketball player. Is he 6'8"? But I don't think he's in the league. Is he in the league?
Jeff Kobe?
Yeah, he's a 31-year-old Haitian-American basketball player who, shocker, is now dating Larsa Pippen. She loves his baller.
She does
ballers, He played for a Japanese team, I think, the last 2 years, maybe.
Okay. Maybe he works out guys, you know, maybe he's still on the scene or whatever. But somehow,
I don't think he's still playing, but I could be wrong.
She's now hooked up with Jeff Kobe, and there are pictures of them making out in some parking garage or whatever. I guess the Marcus Jordan thing, Dunsky, maybe Ben Dunsky for a while.
The romantic exploits of Larsa Pippen, they're just way down on my list.
Didn't fit into your perfect day.
No, she would not make it onto my perfect day, like 25-hour day.
Right. Mm.
Caring about her and who she's dating.
So I don't watch, again, you guys, a couple of you guys are big into White Lotus, or at least you're paying attention.
Yeah.
One of the stars, I guess, was goofed on by SNL over the weekend, and apparently it was a little traumatic for her. She's seen sort of crying in public. The star's name is Amy Lou Wood, and I guess they were goofing on her big buck teeth. Is that what they did?
Yep.
Yeah. Is she kind of known for those big choppers, or did
from
they just,
the show?
So they do they make fun of the teeth on the show?
No.
She
not
just
dress, but it's obvious.
I mean, what's the deal? Why is she still flaunting these big teeth? Like,
I don't know that she's flaunting them. She just has big teeth.
Yeah. Why don't they fix them?
That's up to her.
It's not part of the storyline at all.
I mean, she's also a Brit. A lot of Brits have bad teeth.
Bad teeth. Believe me, I'm in the bad teeth club. I get it.
You're not even British.
No, I look like friggin' Donny Osmond, my teeth, compared to the British.
Right.
You know.
Donny Osmond. That's a funny
guy. I like it.
I figure he has pretty teeth. I mean, what are the chances he has silly pearly whites?
Probably 100%.
She can't take the joning.
Yeah, she can't take the joning. Hey, it's hard out in these streets. You can only take so much joning. Every once in a while, you're gonna break down.
Sure. You're going to start swinging back.
Right. Valdez, I know you have audio. Apparently, there was it a Braves reporter? His name is Wiley Ballard. That got some
chicks.
It doesn't
even sound like a real name. Wiley Ballard is his name?
Yes. Yep. He got a chick's number live on air. So is he like their like Dan Colco or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about rooting for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
Not quite. All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
I'm on it.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my
number. I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
That's a pretty good scam.
Why is he getting criticized for it? They're just having fun.
Oh, is he getting criticized?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Because all those dumbasses on social media.
What are they saying? How are they criticized?
I'm calling it unprofessional.
Oh, yeah, come on. They're just stupid. You guys having fun.
They're just dumb people. Yeah, they're just idiots.
Yeah.
And first of all, the play-by-play guy is the one who brought it up.
Yeah.
Idiot! Moron! Loser!
When she took his phone and started entering her number,
yeah,
he looked at the camera and gave a wink.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a baller.
Oh, so he was definitely...
I got this.
He was... playing that just right.
I mean, they're just having fun.
Cakes, I know you wouldn't be one of the 286 people, but apparently Will Smith had his comeback album and 286 copies were sold in the UK in its first week.
Oh, sounds pretty bad.
This new Will Smith album just dropped.
286. Mike Marr could sell more.
But why just the UK? It didn't come out worldwide.
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe it opened there. Who knows?
I don't know. It says reportedly struggling commercially, selling just 268 copies in the UK and missing the Billboard 200 in the US.
How many people buy albums though nowadays? Do you buy albums on Spotify?
I don't know.
I guess like, if it's your favorite artist, you might buy the digital download or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering how they.
Like, I don't know.
People like to buy the
vinyl.
The vinyl.
Okay.
People buy the vinyl.
Hey, boss, I'm gonna get the vinyl.
Right. But yeah, I don't think anybody's like.
I'm just wondering how they're even collecting the data.
Of them.
Hey, will CDs be the new vinyl in like 20 years? Will people buy CDs again?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No,
because vinyl you can kind of display it as kind of a big look
you
about
can display
it.
Display your CDs.
Too small.
We should send a bunch of soccer hooligans to beat up those 286 people.
No, 268.
268.
Yeah, and then 36 digital downloads.
36 digital.
So there you go, JP. For wondering if people aren't paying for it, only 36 people bothered to download it in the UK. 36.
Hey, bloke, summertime's almost here. Let's go buy a new Will Smith album. What are people doing with their lives?
Not a lot of interest there.
It's freaking embarrassing.
Let me see. Is there anything else that I have? I guess Johnny Depp. He does look unrecognizable here. Cakes, Johnny Depp looks completely unrecognizable in his new role for Jason. You and I could star in this. Day Drinker.
It's the best type.
He's undergoing a massive transformation.
I was going to say, is it an Eric Bickle biopic?
Could be me. He's got. They say he's got silver hair, bushy gray beard. Now, I don't wear blue contacts, but I would probably need
him. Looks like him, but the hair's different, obviously.
Yeah, it looks totally different. I might be into this. What is this? Is this a new movie?
Or you're the EP guy. You should know.
New role for Daydrinker.
It's an upcoming movie, yes.
An upcoming movie. I mean, that's, who wouldn't love that?
They're following you to Nag's Head. They're going to have you out on the beach with your setup.
Nag's he plays head. A mysterious guest on a private yacht to bring it full circle.
A Mike Mars beater yacht.
That you got on Facebook Marketplace. All right, we can do it. We can film our own.
There's a bartender and there's a criminal figure played by Penelope Cruz.
Very good. All right, you entertained me.
Thank you.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, for all your residential and commercial cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs this season, do what I always do. Do what Cakes just did. Trust the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. You know, another scorching Washington summer is right around the corner. With temperatures warming up, make sure your cooling system can keep up. Call Crop Metcalf today. Schedule your $99 cooling system check and ensure your family's comfort all season long. Call 1-800-GO-CROP. Or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star tech.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Head over to Junks Radio on Twitter. Vote on the Surfside poll of the day. Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is only 100 calories. With zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Some of your local grocery stores, too, depending on where you live. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The question is, what position do you want Adam Peters and the Commanders to address with their first-round pick? Your choices are edge rusher, corner, offensive line, or other. Go place your vote.
What would you vote for, Cakes? You're probably other because you want them to go wide receiver or running back.
I don't necessarily want that with the first round pick. I am going to vote right now. Edge rusher gets my vote.
I think you're with there the majority.
63%.
At Junks Radio.
Yes.
All right, this is going to sound weird. EB always says he doesn't like to cry. Yesterday I had a good
cry. Who likes to cry?
I don't know that I like to, but I felt good about it. Yesterday I had a good cry. It was it's been 4 years since my mom passed. Mm-hmm. And it didn't really register with me all day. And then in the evening I decided to watch the video that I put together 4 years ago, and it was the best thing that I did. I mean, I cried, but then I reached out to a bunch of people, including your mom, because I was coming across pictures and there were just like pictures of my mom and your mom hanging out, and then I'd send a note, and like with your mom in particular, I said, you know, I've had some talks about my mom in recent years, and it was a good way to kind of reach out to a bunch of people. Reached out to some like of the older generation, like your mom's generation, my mom's generation, but then even my cousins in Puerto Rico, one of my cousins who's from Italy, who, you know, was just like, look at this video. It's like, oh, there's Father Paolo with my mom. So I had a good cry, and I like felt good about it afterwards. I couldn't tell you the last time I'd cried before that, but it was good.
A better man than me. I repressed the crying.
It felt weird. Now, believe me, I was in my car by myself. I think it started that my son and I were at Panera, and we were kind of just reminiscing about, you know, with your kids, if you have somebody that passes, sometimes they don't remember that much. Mm-hmm. Now, for Dylan, he does, because he was 14. But for Isabella, like, for example, will constantly like bring things up that she just kind of remembers the room that my mom made special for her with the toys, the ladybug room. You try and kind of keep those memories alive. But it was having kind of this talk with Dylan, like, hey, what do you remember the most about Ita? And like, you know, part of his life was weekends we went to Bowie and we'd hang out with his grandma. So that kind of spurred me on to watch the video. And I used to watch it a lot, and I hadn't watched it in a while, and I had a good cry, but I was by myself in the car.
That's a weird place to cry by yourself.
I get it. You just do it by yourself.
Yeah, and then I was gonna watch it with Jess again, and then she lost her mom more recently, and
she's not ready for it.
She didn't really want to go through it again.
I mean, I almost cried when my quad fives didn't hold as the high end. I'm honest. I'm just being honest here. I know yours is a real emotional connection, obviously, with your mom. Yeah. I nearly cried. It didn't even make it up on the TV screen.
It's kind of cool. Like I saw pictures.
I was devastated.
I saw pictures of my mom with your mom. Mm-hmm. His mom. Like that's one of the unique things about the Junkies.
Yeah,
Jason lost
cry.
His mom, what, like 5 years ago, I guess.
I think Jason cries a lot. You cry a lot, don't you?
5 or 6.
August 19, 2019.
You cry a lot, don't you?
Almost 6.
A lot?
This segment's very, it's very like emotional and raw. It's like too much.
I definitely,
it's too much,
I don't know if I cried, but I teared up when Rory won on Sunday.
I think I got a little bit teary-eyed, too.
I got teary-eyed.
Just seeing him just... Yeah. I don't even really care that much about Rory, to be honest with you.
No, that's what I was saying.
You know,
but sports. I got more emotional when Ovi.
I wanted to see him overcome that.
When Ovi had the ceremony, to me that was a little more emotional. Like I didn't have tears.
I got a little emotional with that too, but no tears.
Did you cry at how good the pictures that Ken Griffey Jr. got of Rory? He's a professional photographer now.
That's right. He was out there.
Did they compete with Randy
pictures?
Johnson?
Yeah, they have a picture of Rory like basically. Hunched over on the green, boo-hooing like a big baby.
I don't know who Griffey's shooting for. My guess, and I know he's he's been doing this for a long time, but my guess is they just gave him credentials to shoot for himself.
Maybe.
I think AP maybe used them.
He worked for Masters Masters.org or whatever it is.
Okay. So you work for Masters.org. Okay. I buy it. I mean, I know he's been doing photography for years.
Yeah, I saw that they were used.
It's Fred Ridley. We're going to use Ken Griffey Jr.'s pictures of Rory on the green. We're going to give him a credential.
Good for him.
Give that man a credential, please, with his big-ass lens.
He was so good. And he didn't juice it like Barry Bonds, or at least...
As far as we know. I mean, yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, I just assumed everyone was doing something.
I'm trying to think the last time I, like, cried. You know what? I you guys make fun of me. I do. I cry watching American Idol almost every time.
Almost every. You don't cry at real things, but you cry at American Idol.
That's real.
It's real. You see some unknown hillbilly go up there, and they have a voice that only God could give them,
and that makes you cry. That moves you to tears.
When I see someone gifted like that singing, singing moves me to tears.
Cakes, Bo Bice brought him to tears.
Well, I don't know if Bo Bice
smash
did.
The real thing is so good.
They bring out like some big fat Hawaiian kid. It just looks like he's on death's door. And he can sing God.
Right, like, it's like an angel.
It's like, it's unbelievable. Mm. It makes you cry. I don't know. That has an emotional impact.
I think
when you
get it all out of you, you feel better. You feel like cleansed.
I'm always ashamed.
I'm ashamed
of crying.
If you get past the shame, then you feel cleansed.
It's cathartic.
I'm ready to have a good day.
Trying to think. I was just so emotional and just devastated when my father passed.
And talking about crying and real feelings is not part of my ideal day.
Sorry.
You want to eliminate that?
Yeah, that would not make my list of being a perfect
dad. I think the one where I cried more, even when my father passed, and believe me, it was more impactful than my father died. But when Craig passed, I just cried like a baby at the funeral and, all that stuff. Because that's just, unbelievable.
It's just tragic. Freaking struck down.
30-year-old guy
the prime
dies,
of his life.
Whatever the year that was. What year was that, Jason? 2002?
Was it that 03 or was it earlier?
Maybe? I can't remember. Because we were at HFS. So it was right
04,
around there.
Maybe?
It was right around there. I think it was 2004. 32 years old. I mean, whatever.
04-ish. 03, 04. Can't remember. I should know, but I don't.
Yeah.
Well, we hope, if you're listening, that B-Mitch and Finley can raise your spirits a bit. Because his last 7 or 8 minutes here have been a bit morose.
Right.
But we're going to come back. We're going to have our perfect day tomorrow on a Wednesday.
No, but we got to work.
Yeah, it will be an imperfect
day. Minus the work. We'll make your day perfect.
B. Mitch and Finley next.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.